The overall effort to get some momentum behind health IT, it's just gotten a big boost. For health IT to work, there need to be certification bodies. The federal government is in the business of certifying the certifiers. Dr. Doug Fridsma is the director of the Office of Interoperability and Standards in the Office of the National Coordinator for Health IT. He explained how their certification process works.
We believe that this is a useful approach for the industry because it provides multiple options. It provides, we think, a shorter time frame and the ability to have consistency of the certified products that come out there.
For the consistency's sake and to be able to make everything standardized and streamlined, that makes sense. But what is it specifically that you're looking for? What factors do you consider when you choose the groups when they go through that certification process?
Each of the ONC authorized testing and certification bodies undergoes a rigorous review of their conformance both to international standards and best practices for testing and certification. That includes such evaluation of their organizational structure, the processes and policies, personnel, quality management systems. They also have to take a proficiency examination that tests both their knowledge of the HIT domain as well as specific knowledge related to meaningful use in the certification program, adopted standard certification criteria, approved testing procedures. It's really quite rigorous.
And how many do you need to certify before your job is done?
Well, we were delighted that there were multiple organizations that have applied for and have been approved to be these review bodies. We are actually continuing to receive and review new applications from organizations that want to participate as an ATCB, and we've really been delighted with the interest demonstrated by these responses because we expect that there will be additional authorized ATCBs, authorized testing and certification bodies, in addition to the three that have already been approved.
Now, the ultimate point of all this, which is electronic healthcare record systems, that's a fairly complex chunk of software. And so what is it that you look for in the certification bodies to make sure that you know that they know what they're looking at when they check an actual package from a vendor?
We've been working very closely with NIST to help establish standardized testing procedures that these authorized testing and certification bodies need to follow. We are in the process. We have at this point developed a temporary certification program that allows us to get started. And then we will be establishing a more permanent certification process as well, both to continue this process in the future and to work very closely with NIST in developing that more permanent certification program.
So ultimately, bottom line this for us, how does this news impact folks with government, anybody with a stake in EHRs? What is it they can expect, and how is this going to change how we do that kind of business?
Well, one of the things I think that is critical for folks in the government is that this provides assurance to the government that the incentive programs that we have with regard to meaningful use are well-founded technologically, that we're meeting adopted standards and the technical requirements. We believe that this will level the playing field and ensure consistency of certified products so that vendors have a consistency in the product that they deliver and that users who purchase those systems can be assured that they have the necessary infrastructure technically to be able to meet the requirements of meaningful use.
We are talking to Dr. Doug Fridsma. He's director of the Office of Interoperability and Standards in the Office of the National Coordinator for Health IT. Now, there's also a mechanism under healthcare reform that reimburses medical establishments for adopting healthcare records, and the main criteria is they have to show meaningful use of those records. Do they also have to use a certified package in order to qualify for funding?
There are two parts to qualifying for the incentive payments. The first is that healthcare providers need to use technology that has been certified as meeting the standards that are required. And the second is that they have to demonstrate that they are using it in a meaningful way, in the sense that they're using that technology to improve the way in which prescriptions are written, to provide additional access to the consumer so that they have their medical record available to them, and that they have that they are providing the kinds of goal, or providing a path towards the goals that we think are important, which is improving healthcare quality, access, and efficiency.
So therefore, this certification of certifiers is really important if you're going to get the packages in for the funding mechanism to kick in at all.
Absolutely. And in fact, we've seen that these organizations have already been very productive in looking at electronic health records and certifying them. By the end of the day today, we will have 130 electronic health records, either complete or modular electronic health record systems that will be considered certified, having gone through this process already.
So what should people be watching for from here on out? And do you feel like this process is on track? Is there some sort of urgency with a timeline that you're under?
Well, we are delighted. If you remember, these the regulations around the certification process were just approved this summer. We already now have three review bodies that have been authorized. We have additional ones in the pipeline. And just less than 6 months into this particular process, we have over 130 electronic health records that have been certified. This, I think, bodes well both for the ambitious timelines that we have to try to get people to be using certified technology, and as well to the, I think, the successes that we have had in standing up this certification process.